It's VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump says that he called off military strikes against Iran Thursday night, just minutes before they were set to happen. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports there's some questioning about the president's timeline.
About a half hour before, the president says the military asked for final approval. He asked how many people might die and waved them off after being told 150, saying he didn't think the toll was proportionate. That raises questions about why the president would have learned about possible civilian deaths only at the last minute. Military officials would ordinarily share that well ahead of time. Democratic Congressman Hank Johnson worries about what he calls the president's impulsive decision-making.
Perhaps there is some logic that he understands in his madness, but it's driving the American people crazy.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she got no heads up that strikes were imminent and is pleased they did not happen. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
U.S. airlines have been told to avoid Iran. Now, as Reuters correspondent Julian Satterthwaite reports, some European and Asian airlines are choosing to do the same thing without being told.
Late Thursday, the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration banned American carriers from the area. KLM, Lufthansa, Qantas, and British Airways, among others, to follow suit voluntarily. On Friday morning, online flight trackers showed planes skirting the forbidden zone, among them aircraft from Malaysian Airlines. It is still scarred by the shooting down of one of its planes over Ukraine in 2014. That is not the only historic precedent for caution. In 1988, a US warship shot down an Iranian airliner over the Gulf in what Washington said was an accident. Now avoiding the region means canceling or rerouting hundreds of flights a day.
Julian Satterthwaite of Reuters. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping wrapped up a state visit to North Korea Friday, the first by a Chinese leader in 14 years. As VOA's Bill Gallo reports, the visit came as both Xi and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are locked in their individual standoffs with U.S. President Donald Trump.
From all outward appearances, Xi Jinping's visit to North Korea was meant to reinforce ties with a key ally. But the visit also sent a message to Donald Trump. Kim wants to show Trump he can look to China for economic help amid stalled nuclear talks. Xi, who's locked in a trade war with the U.S., is looking for leverage ahead of crucial talks with Trump next week. Xi offered to help with North Korea's security and development. He also vowed to play an active role in nuclear talks, but it's not clear how the visit will help move those talks forward. Trump recently said he's received beautiful letters from Kim. And a breakthrough could come next week when Trump travels to South Korea. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Thousands of student protesters dressed in black marched in Hong Kong Friday, demanding the full withdrawal of a controversial extradition bill and the resignation of the territory's pro-Beijing leader, Carrie Lam. For a time, protesters disrupted traffic and blocked the main highway leading to the legislative complex, which the government closed for the day. Joshua Wong was one of the demonstrators.
I occupy outside the police headquarters and urge police apologize to people with how they use rubber bullets, shoot towards people, and define protests as riots. And have more than thousands activists gathered outside police headquarters.
Friday's demonstrators were urging officials to retract the description of a June 12th protest as a riot and to release all the protesters arrested. They also want the government to drop charges against those detained and to conduct an inquiry into the use of force by police during the recent protests. The government has not responded directly to those demands. The U.S. Supreme Court is throwing out the murder conviction and death sentence for a black man in Mississippi. AP's Ben Thomas tells us why.
Curtis Flowers has been in jail more than 22 years and tried six times in the deaths of four people found in a furniture store in Winona, Mississippi in July 1996. In Flowers' sixth trial, the jury was made up of 11 whites and one African American after the district attorney struck five prospective jurors who were black. The court's 7-2 decision says the removal of the black prospective jurors violated Flowers' rights. Flowers could now face a seventh trial. Ben Thomas, Washington.
On Wall Street, just before the close, stock prices were mixed. The Dow Jones Industrials were up slightly, as was the S&P 500. The NASDAQ Composite was off by 0.19%. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.